morning after the hour of 11 p.m., our special guest, Commander Hetan, aboard the spaceship Phoenix. And he's on the line here, and we have people who want to talk to Commander Hetan. Commander Hetan, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay. We have one line available, Salt Lake County, 570-5855. And let's go right back to Sean. Sean, you there?
Yeah, and thank you for holding me over.
Okay.
Commander.
Yes.
I'm wondering. Now, this is only a first of many questions, but I'll try to keep it down to the time limit. What is the purpose of them? Why do you take over the Earth? Why are we so important out of the millions of, I know, that beings out there? Why are we so important to want to have them take us over?
Because you are fragments of Creator, and you are our brothers. And you will find that God does not desert you.
In other words, they want to take over their brother and sisters?
Why do they, the adversary, want to take over? Is that what your question is? Did I misunderstand you? Why does this elite group want to take over against you?
Oh, I don't know. I guess to control me. My way of thinking.
Oh, John, she was asking you to reiterate on your question.
Repeat the question.
Sorry. I really can't hear it very good on this phone. But why are we so important? We have no resources as such.
Are you speaking of being important to me or the command, or are you speaking about being important to your government?
Besides ourselves.
Okay, Sean, listen off the air, and I'll see if I can straighten that out.
Okay,
I guess what he was asking is, why are you here, and do you want to take over the Earth?
No, I don't need that. You've got enough problems.
And the second way that he could go on that is, why do they want to have a one world order?
Well, it is simply power. It is simply power. Greed, power is a disease, if you will.
Sort of like gambling.
Yes, and you have to go back and read in your prophecies to understand the adversarial role in your experience. This is just the way it is. I don't know what makes man that I can analyze that too. And I can tell you, yes, I do know what makes man like that. But it is a matter of going back and looking at the destruction, if you will, of your planet from time to time, or of civilizations. Let us look at Sodom and Gomorrah. When you have total evil intent, and evil, mind you, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Evil is simply that which pulls you away from your direction in the proper path to the lighted God of creation. It pulls you away from your spiritual fulfillment and keeps you locked into the physical expression that is experienced through your five physical senses. And that's the battle, you see. And the elite, the ones that consider themselves the elite, understand about all of the experiences that they know about, let us say, life and growth and other dimensions, and that they will recycle. So they fully intend to experience again and again and again, and they want to experience in the luxury of these five physical senses.
Okay.
So I can't explain it better than that, but they just want to run it hook, line, and sinker.
Okay.
They want to be the Lord, and you will be the slave.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get rid of all the others that are in their way.
All right. Okay, let's go here to Edith. Edith, do you have a question for Commander Hetan?
Yes, I have two of them.
Please.
Commander?
Yes.
When you were talking a while ago, something about 4th of July?
Yes.
What was going on that day?
Well, there is planned a massive governmental action of some kind. This is coming back through what you will call the insider's intelligence community. And when I'm interrogated about these things, I'm as honest as I can be without just literally getting you wiped away and this man off the radio.
Well, you don't know what's going to happen, but
Yeah, I have heard two or three things.
I see.
And one is that they're getting ready to blow several of the major fault lines in the United States.
They're going to blow several of the major fault lines in the United States.
That's one.
Is that what happened to this California earthquake? Did they cut that off?
Yes. Yes. There were two of them, and they were not even on the same fissure line.
How about the one in southern Utah this evening?
I didn't hear about that one.
I was waiting. Thank you.
That's
yes, ma'am. They have triggered tornadoes in Texas, and they're working their way around. There have been several earth upheavals along the New Madrid Fault, along the Mississippi. There have been earthquakes, massive earthquakes, outside New York.
Is she saying that they have started all these?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't.
These
I
are distractors.
Hear you.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is that better?
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Edith.
That's all.
Edith also brought by a question that there was a tremor or a small earthquake in Utah tonight.
Yeah, there was.
Didn't hear anything about it. My producer will go look on the wires for that. Do you know anything about that, Commander Hatton?
Well, I know that there was.
It was some this morning.
Was it because of...
As a matter of fact, this is something you should know about these earthquakes that they've triggered here, because they have continued to pump beams or pulses into those fissures, and you would have been able to feel these earthquakes as far as Salt Lake. They will come on the air, and they will say, we just don't understand what has happened here. And if you could look at their seismograph readings, it was one continual shake after another, as large almost as first one, all day long. And ones do not understand what is happening. And they were felt all the way to Colorado. They had call-ins from Phoenix, Albuquerque, all the way north to San Francisco. And you see, they will give you all sorts of things. They gave you, number one, an error in the projection of the time it happened, which meant their script was badly written. So they had discrepancies in the time, the locations. These are unknown faults or fissures, one running north and south, one running east and west. All you have to do is learn your clues. Now, you're going to have to get your clues. I think you're going to have to get them from the journals. I think when I took on this mission, I thought you were more advanced, truly. I really thought that most of the people were a little more advanced and ready for this kind of information.
You mean the people of the earth?
Yes.
Okay.
You ones, you know. I am continually stunned. And yet, the government really, I don't think, dislikes me so very much or any of my crew. We're not here to overthrow anything. We're not subversive. We don't pick wars with them. We don't pick fights. But our job is to make sure that the word does come forth and that a remnant gets through.
Okay, here we have this just in from the Associated Press. It just keeps rattling and rumbling in southern Utah today after two minor earthquakes this morning on top of the big trembler felt from the California quake. Seismologists say more quakes were felt this evening. As many as 8 small earthquakes were felt between 7 and 8 o'clock tonight in Cedar City, the largest measuring 3 on the Richter scale. Law enforcement officials say their phones have been ringing off the hook, though there are no reports of serious damage or injuries. All of the quakes seem to radiate from an area about 7 miles northwest of town, the same area where 2 quakes were measured this morning. So there you have it on the tremblers that we felt here in Utah.
Well, you see, and you're all the way over on the other side of Nevada, even.
Right.
So you are interrupted by other faults.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't any reason that you would have felt those like that, unless it was intended and created that way.
Yeah.
And I want you to hear it first. That was not command.
Okay.
We have reasoned
right.
with
Bell,
your wants to the point.
Zero.
Pardon?
Please
repeat.
We have phone lines available.
Oh, well.
570-5855, and let's go to Dave. Dave, you have a question for Commander Hatton?
Yes, Commander, you say a lot of bold things here, and for me to be a believer of what you say, I've got to hear a little bit about your sources, and, you know, how could you possibly know all this so-called inside information? I would just like you to comment on that. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Well,
good question.
I have the inside information, whether I want it or not. I try, because of my scribe and my people, not to utilize it. And I always write or speak first, and then allow you once to get confirmation.
In other words, you give us a little bit at a time, enough that it won't encroach us, and also enough that we can go out and get information to find out whether or not what you're telling us is actually the truth.
Well, let me put it this way. I have just spoken about something, and if tomorrow you find an article, or you just did it,
mm-hmm.
you just did it, you just read what they said about earthquakes. This happens every day. Every day. Every day that someone picks up the Liberator, we get an influx of confirmations about every story, every item. That's what I mean. And all the way from Australia came literal documents, you see, about the photon belt. And the publisher was speaking in Nevada at basically a survival, or I don't know what your label for that particular conference would have been, but Dr. Arthur Robinson, who has written on survival, and you see your government puts out Surviving Nuclear War annually, a book called that. They tell you that there's no danger of war, and yet they publish every year a book telling you how to survive it. Obviously, it's not well advertised.
No, actually,
Colonel James Greitz spoke at that. Donald McIlvaney, who is a very good newsletter writer of international quality and recognition, was at that meeting. And we had just written on the photon belt. And from that meeting came at least 14 calls. One from a scientist at MIT who said, "My God, we are under penalty of death to speak of that. Where did you get that information?" Well, I was very glad that I didn't have to say, "I gave it to you from outer space," because this is very dangerous and very damaging to you once. I would never do that to you. And the information just pours. So someone came up to Colonel Brights and the group and said, "My God, that's right. I am from Palomar, the observatory near San Diego." And he said, "We have been working on that. And we have been sentenced to silence about it." So this is what I'm talking about when I say insiders. It isn't that I have little spies running around on your place.
Right.
There are plenty of crew members running around on your place, but they're not spying on you. And there are ones who do write. And, in fact, Dr. Coleman, who has written the book that I have recommended, The Committee of 300. I don't usually push a book, not even my own. I mean, everybody is welcome to it or not. I don't care. My job is to bring it. Yours is to do what you want with it. But I really push books like this Committee of 300 because it names names, lists places, and this man was with British intelligence. There are many things in the book with which I do not agree, but also I found that it confirmed everything that I had said on the subject. We will also push another one that is not yet published. and yet they are working frantically on it to get it out to you people. And it's called the Immaculate Deception. And it's going to deal with the entire era of, let us say, Bush, from back before the Kennedy assassination. You see, what happened with Watergate and the break-in was that there were pictures putting Bush, as a member of the CIA, and Nixon in Dallas on November 22nd and 23rd of the year that Kennedy was killed. And they had those pictures in that Democratic Committee headquarters. And that's why the break-in was set up, to remove the documentation that would condemn those two. So, you see, there is, I don't know, a conspiracy is simply anything that where you have two or more conspiring to do something legal or illegal. And this is a conspiracy to cover up or not allow you to know the truth, when literally the American people already don't trust any of your politicians. So I don't understand. It's a dichotomy. I do not understand it. I don't understand it.
Okay. I want to give out your phone number again. Those of you who are interested in receiving the Phoenix Liberator can call 1-800-729-4131. And this is a 24-hour number, MasterCard or Visa accepted. And if you want, you can call American West Publishers directly at during business hours now at 1-805-822-9655. And on that note, let's go over here to Mary. Mary, you have a couple questions for Commander? Mary, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Am I talking?
Yes,
I hear you.
I'm just sitting here looking at a book that's Spacegate, The Veil Removed.
Yes, ma'am.
A friend of mine gave it to me, and I've just been trying to read it and understand it. I don't find it very easy reading, though. But I wonder if you have any facts or any proof that George Bush was. Does he belong to the Dark Robes?
Yes. George Bush and...
I'm reading from the Dark Brotherhood on the Dark Robes. Now, did George Bush belong to this thing?
Well, he would not belong to that particular group. He belongs to what is called the Skull and Bone Society of Yale, which is as dark as you can get. So it is a portion of the Dark Brotherhood. Yes, ma'am. Well, only what we are giving you. I don't know what you want for proof. What would I be able to say to you to make you believe it? Do you see my predicament? There's nothing I can tell you.
So, in other words, I've just got to take your word for it?
No, you don't. I don't want anyone just to take my word for it. If you can get your hands on all of the journals and read them. And right now, recently, I have been personally giving you a long rundown on factual events and people in that very, very attachment to George Bush.
Well, I haven't been able to hear you very good.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do about that.
Okay, I've got the pot open wide, and that's the best I can do. I know you're up there in Weber, North Davis, and we're on 500 watts at night, so...
thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
You see, I'm really... I empathize with these people because it is a big mouthful to swallow.
Yes, it is, actually. As you stated, you have covered a lot. We've gone over quite a bit tonight. And... let's go to Ray. Ray, welcome to K-Talk.
Yes. I would like to know, for whatever area we're in, and we're here in Salt Lake, but this could apply to other areas as well, how how the citizens could kind of investigate things like tampering with faults that might occur, and how close that tampering would have to be. Just take an example. For instance, if something were happening in Salt Lake, how far away could they tamper with a fault to make an earthquake happen here in Salt Lake that would be damaging? And could the citizenry, anybody, follow that fault line and find out if somebody was tampering? Or would that be feasible to confirm that? That's one question. And the other question is, if we're going to have this extra radiation coming down, will sunscreen help at all, or will this be a kind of radiation that we won't be able to do anything as long as we're out in it?
Well,
I'm trying to just figure out for myself all the things, invent all the ways I can prepare for these things that are going to happen.
Well, accompanying these particular rays, you're going to still get quite a lot of ultraviolet. So the sunscreen, by all means, helps. And you haven't moved in to receiving enough. There are various places on your globe that are already receiving more, say, than other places. And this is why they can continue to refer to these ozone holes. There's no such thing. If you know anything about science at all, you would realize that these are natural phenomena that occur in the atmosphere. And yet, think about it just for a moment, and you will understand that they can tell you anything they want to about it. And I'm a little bit at a loss, just as the lady before you said, well, what can you do to prove? I don't have to prove. I'm not here to prove anything. I can tell you, and you can go and check it out. I can tell you what they're doing, and then you can go check that out. But there are no magic words. There is no miracle that I can perform at this moment to make you believe.
No, I was just at the point of saying, well, if you could give us something not to prove it, per se, but maybe just some indication how we could help prove it to ourselves by searching out some of the things you said so that we can prepare better for it by, I was thinking of actually driving along fault lines or trying to see if anybody was doing anything or you have some kind of gathering information, and I just wondered if we as citizens, if you know of anything that we as citizens could do more to help ourselves, gather some of our information, in your absence.
If you go to these locations where there are tampering, you will pick up the energy field. This is something that they were saying this day, and this you can check out. Before the earthquake, there were light thrusts, arced lights in the sky. And when this hit the news, they immediately came back with, what could that be? Well, you see, this was pre-dawn here in California. So it was easily seen. These are photon particle beams. For instance, the Aurora craft that is being talked about in California now, the experimental craft that does make it onto the news, every time there's an earthquake, they say, oh, well, they must be testing the Aurora. No, they were getting ready for this today. They're not testing the Aurora. But the Aurora is a craft that flies on photon energy. In other words, if you saw it, it would be cone-shaped, and it would look like its headlights are on the rear. And it does go scat. It is really fast. You have to have your SR-71s, your Blackbird craft, your Phantom craft, in the air at full speed just to track it. It goes that fast. So you do get a massive sonic boom when it is flying, when they're testing it. But we're talking about photon energy now. The reason I'm giving you that is so that I can explain the rest. Those beams were seen this morning. They were seen all over Los Angeles. And so when it came time to explain those, which was unexplainable, out came the message for the press to release that said, well, what you saw was in your panic and in your excitement and everything. These were downed power lines arcing. Now, come off it. You would not see a downed power line on one side of Salt Lake if you're on the other side and it's on the ground. So this was seen, and they were in broad daylight when the second one hit. These same beams were reported, so they were bright enough to be seen in broad daylight, in broad sunlight. Well, that's hardly arc lights. Now, you would not want to be in one of those beams when they hit. But you would not see anything. But you would, in the general vicinity, feel the energy. It would be something like going under a high power line. You know, it almost buzzes. Well, you can hear it with your ears. But you feel it in your body. And you will get this kind of an energy reaction. It's the same kind of energy reaction that makes your animals go berserk in an earthquake. There is a release of, there is just an energy present, and you could follow that. I don't know of any measurement that you would have, that they would let you have, to go and test it. But just as ones have said, you can, I had an inquiry just this day about how do you test for radiation, really, because this particular person had both a Geiger counter available and old testing devices, and the radiation receivers are registering very high radiation. And in Utah, you're going to even have more because you get drift from Nevada. And these are instruments that you can get to test with, but pretty soon they begin to disappear from the shelves so that you can't get them. And they tell you what the radiation level is, or they tell you what happened. And you're left without any way to check it. Let me give you something else. Because one subject that I speak on just blows everybody's mind. And I speak about duplication, genetic alteration, robotoids built from DNA. And the DNA blueprint of everything, every element, everything, resides in every cell, just like a holograph. Well, you can take one cell from a human being, an animal, or a plant, and you can literally, with the right things, duplicate. And so this just blows everybody's mind that I say they're duplicates. You don't understand. You have genetically altered things. You have taken DNA blueprints, and you have recreated. And when you have a paternal twin, you have very, very similar DNA and genetic structure. And maybe the genetic structure is virtually flawless, virtually duplicated, but the DNA structure is not. So there will be something different, some slight difference. But when you duplicate by DNA blueprint, except for damage to the body, changes brought surgically or accidentally to the body, you're going to have identical to height, color, speech, everything that you would have in that being original, you will have in the duplicate. And that duplicate can learn to mimic exactly what the original intonation was because all the structure is the same. Now, this seems so far out that once, I mean, pick this up and I'm through. That person is evil, absolutely crazy. This could not be. You check it out.